Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, April 29th, 2019. Today, in 1994, Commodore International filed for insolvency. With the C64 and the Amiga models, the company dominated the home computer market in the 1980s. The U.S. Art Museum Clark Art Institute has asked the Berlin AFD chapter to cease using the painting The Slave Market by the French painter Léon Gérôme for its European election campaign. The billboard suggestively depicts several dark-skinned men with beards and turbans inspecting the teeth of a nude white woman. The poster is emblazoned with the words, "Europeans vote AFD so that Europe doesn't have to become Eurabia." It's part of a larger campaign entitled Learning from Europe's History, which features a number of historical paintings by artists such as Peter Bruegel the Elder and Giuseppe Arcimbaldo, with provocative texts aimed at immigrants, environmentalists, and Brussels. After learning about the campaign, museum director Oliver Meslay immediately released a statement, quote, "We strongly condemn the use of the painting to advance AFD's political stance and have written them insisting that they cease and desist from using it. The Clark Institute owns the painting, and we are strongly opposed to the use of this work to advance any political agenda. We did not supply this image to the AFD Berlin." But since the painting is in the public domain, there are no copyrights or permissions that allow the museum to exert control over how it is used. According to Meslay, the museum could only appeal to the civility on the part of AFD Berlin. An info booklet of the museum states, quote, "It's unlikely that the artist has ever seen such a scene, since there is hardly any or no reliable documentation of such slave markets." According to Saskia Trebbing from Monopole magazine, the picture says one thing above all about history: how European painters contributed to conveying a fictional image of the, quote, Orient, influenced by colonialism. The Berlin SPD is starting a new attempt to establish a mandatory Kita year. According to an SPD youth and family spokeswoman, the local administration is unable to get 5 to 7% of children to attend a daycare center in their last year before attending school. This concerns 500 to 700 children per year who start school with a disadvantage because they are lacking language skills. SPD faction leader Raed Saleh supports the idea and stated that he thinks a last year daycare obligation is the right thing to do. The SPD wants to talk about this with the coalition partners of the Left and Greens. Because de facto compulsory education is to be extended, the Berlin school law must be adapted. With this initiative, the SPD also admits that its previous measures have not had the desired effect. Since 2014, all four-year-olds have been tested for their German language skills. If they don't reach the expected standard, they have to attend a Kita. But this doesn't work for all families. Early compulsory schooling would make it clearer to parents what is expected of them and make it easier for authorities to enforce attendance. The liability is essential, and children would also regularly take part in educational activities in daycare centers and not only appear when their parents want them to. The Social Democrats assume that the compulsory final year of daycare will be attached to a child's daycare years and not to their primary school years, as primary school's resources are already lacking. In addition, the SPD would like to see a more playful approach to learning in the last year before primary school, based on experience with the resistance of many Berlin parents to the enrollment of five-year-olds. A stranger in Charlottenburg has insulted and threatened a 31-year-old wearing a kippah. After leaving a shop, the man ran towards the Israeli on Friday evening at Kudamm, as announced by police on Saturday. After he had threatened and insulted him, he got into a taxi with another man and drove away. The state security is now investigating. Again and again, anti-Semitic incidents are occurring in Berlin. In January, a stranger at Nikolaussee S-Bahn threw a stone at a 19-year-old man after insulting him. The man of Jewish faith was wearing a kippah at the time of the crime. And at the beginning of April, a 56-year-old man in Prenzlauer Berg insulted paramedics with anti-Jewish slogans. On Saturday, climate activists drew attention to climate change with a die-in in Mitte. According to police, more than 100 registered participants came to the protest action on the Gendarmenmarkt. At the symbolic time of 12:05, followers of the Extinction Rebellion movement lay down on the ground to draw attention to the extinction of species caused by the climate crisis. After the action, according to their own statements, demonstrators danced together to celebrate life and rebellion. The International Extinction Rebellion movement wanted to protest against climate change in 11 German cities on Saturday. In mid-April, climate activists in Berlin blocked the Oberbaumbrücke for several hours. According to a spokeswoman, similar actions were also planned in Australia, Canada, France, and Denmark. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.